My friend Addie's dad is a preacher, and they believe most of the Bible, but he says some of the things just couldn't have happened.
But if there are things in the Bible we can't believe, how can we really believe any of it? Well, I believe that the Bible is tried and true. That's the name of my story. Here's what 2 Peter chapter 1 has to say. Let's start at verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Our story, tried and true. Lori carefully measured a cup of sugar into a bowl. "I like making cookies," she said, "and Dad says my cookies are second only to yours." She cracked an egg as she grinned at her mother. "You do a good job," agreed Mom, "and I appreciate your taking that task off my hands today. I need the extra time to prepare for my Bible study class." Lori looked thoughtful as she stirred the mixture. "Mom, how do you know the Bible is true?" she asked. "I mean, couldn't it have some mistakes?" Mom looked surprised. "No, dear, it couldn't," she said. "Well, Addie's father's a preacher, and they believe most of the Bible," said Lori. "But he says some of the things just couldn't have happened, like the story of Jonah and some of the miracles. He says God has set up certain laws of nature, and those things don't fit in." "God did establish laws of nature," agreed Mom, "but God himself is not limited by them." She paused as Lori took the baking soda from the cupboard. "Lori," said Mom, "why don't you put a few extra teaspoons of soda in the cookie dough today?" Lori frowned. "Why? What for?" she asked. Mom shrugged. "Well, maybe it would make the cookies taste even better," she said. "And maybe if you'll add an extra cup of milk to make a nice soft dough, you'd get some nice soft cookies." Lori stared at her mother and then laughed. "Are you trying to ruin my cookies because you're afraid Dad will like them better than yours?" she teased. "Won't work, Mom." Lori picked up the recipe card and waved it. "I've made these before, and I know this recipe is just right the way it is." "You've tested it and found it to be accurate," said Mom. Pointing to the Bible on a kitchen shelf, she added, "That's a book that's been tested and proven to be accurate. For example, it tells of things that will take place, and many of them have already happened. That's just one reason you can be sure that all it says is true." Lori looked at her recipe, then at the Bible. "I get it," she said with a smile. "In spite of evil men who have tried to get rid of the Bible by persecuting those who read and believe it, God's word lives on," Mom added, "and it always will." Well, how about you? Have you wondered if the Bible is really true? There are many eyewitnesses to many things recorded there. Many events that the Bible foretold have already happened. Others are still taking place today. Even science, as it has developed, proves the truth of the Bible. But perhaps the greatest evidence that the Bible is true is the way it has changed lives of people throughout history and all around the world. The Bible has stood the test of time, and it will continue to stand forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The word of our God stands forever." And our key thought, the Bible is true. And that's exactly one reason why we have Keys for Kids. Thanks so much for listening. Keys for Kids is a production of Keys for Kids Ministry, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Supported by caring listeners like you. And hey, check out our great website, keysforkids.org. Bye now.